Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rock and Roar Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Rock and Roar Podcast. I am your host, Brian Roar. This is episode 33. Today is Thursday, December 30th, 2021. I know I said it the other day, folks, but we got one more day left of 2021, so better make it count. Whatever you do, just, be safe and everything. But more importantly, today is National Bacon Day. So, hell yeah, that's a food category in itself. You know what I mean? That is one of the best things ever made. Whoever came across bacon or tried, doing it for the first time, cooking it up bacon, it just comes from a pig. So it's nothing bad. What part of the pig? I have no idea. You probably don't want to know. No, I'm sure it's a good part. I sure hope so. Might be like the belly or something. Or the side. I'm not too sure. I know it's not the butthole end or anything like that. But, bacon. We gotta love it. How do you guys like your bacon? I like mine. I don't like it like real crispy. I like it kind of grosses my wife out, but I like it rubbery. I like rubber bacon. Not afraid to say it. It's just something. I like the chewiness of it. Just something about like real crispy bacon kind of hurts my teeth. I feel like sometimes it loses flavor. Call me crazy. I don't know, but to each its own. Bacon, don't matter how you eat it. We've had chocolate covered bacon. That's really good. You just take a bacon, a piece of bacon, dip it in some chocolate, melted chocolate, like baking chocolate, and put it in the freezer, fridge. It's good stuff. You can put spices on there if you want. I've had peppered bacon covered in chocolate. That was really good. You can put them in your Bloody Marys. You can eat bacon just as is. You can have, you can eat bacon however the hell you want it. This is America. it's National Bacon Day, so if you guys and girls want some bacon, go get you some. I don't know if there's any places that are having specials or deals because it is Bacon Day. So you might want to check your restaurants if you're going out tonight or if you're going to the store, be like, hey, do you have any deals on bacon? I heard it's National Bacon Day on the Rock and Roar Podcast. They'd be like, what? Hey, that's right. Hands on my knees. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're playing. So this is our, I know it's a side note, but playlist we're listening to today is my top tracks of 2021 because this is the last episode that I'll have with you guys for 2021. So why not go out with a bang? Am I right, folks? But so might as well grab you some bacon too. Hell yeah. We had ribs tonight. Just ribs and mashed potatoes. It's good as hell. Can't go wrong with good, good easy meals like that. And, it was just oven meals. So those are the best kind. Like the one pan dish meals are very good. They come in handy. But on this date, we'll do a little on this date. So on this date in 1968, Led Zeppelin, which they were advertised as Len Zeppelin. That's how they were advertised on the poster. So in 1968, Led Zeppelin appeared at the Gonzaga University Gymnasium. And this was their first American tour supporting Vanilla Fudge. So that was an actual band, Vanilla Fudge. I think it had Carmine Apaci. I'm sorry if I slaughter his name. He played drums for, many a bands, but his brother, Vinny Apaci, I'm sorry, I totally mutilated the last name, but his brother, Vinny, had played with Heaven and Hell, Dio, it was a metal family. They're both Italian, so they just shared the love of drums together, so he was a part of Vanilla Fudge, and Vanilla Fudge, they had a hit single, which was actually a cover of the Supreme song, but the song was called You Keep Me Hanging On. You Keep Me Hanging On. They probably made it more rocky, but that's a Led Zeppelin. I mean, they Yeah, people are like, oh man, they're so overrated. They're so boring. I've heard people say that Led Zeppelin's boring. And let me tell you, folks, for a four-piece band, one guitar player, one drummer, a bass player, and a vocalist, those guys make this shit sound like it's an 18-piece band. I mean, they were way ahead of their time, just like Pink Floyd, just like, you know, Rolling Stones, just like UFO, just like, who's another one? ELO. They just thought outside the box. And let me tell you, they wrote hit after hit after hit. And, you know, they just, I know I had heard a interview with Robert Plant. He was saying I think I talked about this on the show before. If I did, I'm sorry. But he had said that he didn't like the way that he sang. He did not like the vocals on all the Led Zeppelin songs. It's like, dude, how can you not like them, man? That shit's going to stand the test of time. You know, just like this song, Back to the Motor League, Baby Propaganda, hell yeah. Great band. A punk band. They were political at the time when this album came out. This is Today's Ashes, Yesterday's, what is it? It's on the charger right now. But today, Tomorrow's Ash, I don't know, something about that. But this song's a kick-ass song. The whole album is great. But they were like a political punk band when they first came out. And I don't know, I haven't heard much of their new stuff, if they have any. But, it was just big at the time. You know, when the whole George W. Bush was going down, you know. And, the Iraq war and the oil and everything. It was a big deal. You know, it was a big deal for America, and you know, people were they were pissed about it, so they took to music. You know, a better form of expression than playing or singing how you feel about something, whether you're passionate about it. You know, he could be right singing about cheese. You know, I love cheese, man, hell yeah. But you know, if you say like, oh, cheese is, you know, it's bad for you, it's gonna, you know, who cares, man, just eat cheese. That's all I'm saying. but you know, I thought that was crazy about Led Zeppelin. They were advertised as Len Zeppelin. So, boy, I bet they look back at that like, these people have no idea who the hell we even were. You know, but it was their first U.S. tour, supporting tour. So that was probably why. You know, it was their first departure over here into U.S. soil. So we were thankful and lucky enough to have them play over here on this side of the water. And you know, look at them now, they're legendary. They're gonna live on forever. The music will live on forever. Stairway's gonna live on forever. Gosh, you know it. Yeah, you hear it so many times, but it's just a great song. And I love the solo in it, Jimmy Page. I don't know if I had told you guys about this story, but when they were recording Stairway to Heaven, the solo part, Jimmy Page was having so much trouble with it, and the producer just stopped the track at the time and talked to Jimmy. It's like, what's going on, man? Why are you having so much trouble with this solo? And you know, Jimmy told him, he's like, well, I just want to make it perfect. You know, he's like, well, I just want to make it perfect. I want to do the right, you know, hit the right notes and everything. And I know that's a bad British accent, but but his producer's like, you know, just play. Don't think, just play. And then next thing you know, next take, you're hearing the solo on Stairway to Heaven. So how cool is that? He just needed a little boost of inspiration, little boost of, creativity, I guess. And what better person than your producer, you know? Always got to have someone in your corner. And, if you guys want me in your corner, I'll definitely be in your corner. You can hit me up on the socials. I got all of them. So if you're over on Twitter, I am at BRoar3. If you're over on TikTok seeing what's going on, I am at BrianRoar1986. And if you're over on the gram, I am at BRoar. And if you would like to donate to this podcast and spread the word to the masses, get this sucker, that's right, get her on the road, you can do so at www.patreon.com/R and then all lowercase letters, so OCKNROHR22. Again, I'll have all these links in the show notes. And if you guys can, guys and girls can, please give me a 5-star review on Apple if you listen to it, or Spotify. Let me know what you guys, girls, want to hear, or what you want changed, different, or how you think I'm doing, and or if you just want to say, hey, you know, you're doing good, or man, just put it up, you just suck. You know, I just let me know. You can do so on the socials. So 5-star reviews are definitely appreciated. And with that being said, oh, that's right. That's what I was going to ask you guys. I had gotten an email the other day. I didn't know if anyone that's listening did this for me, but I got an email for Reason. It's the Reason podcast, I guess. They wanted me to claim my podcast because someone had suggested that I put it on, put the Rock and Roll podcast on Reason. I guess it's a platform. Whoever did that, thank you very much. I did do it, so you can reach me on all the platforms for the podcast. I mean, it doesn't have to just be the internet. I'm on Spotify, Apple, Google, Reason, Good Pods, Podchaser. You know, I'm on all of them, so I'm everywhere, baby. I'm like the Invisible Man, but not in a weird, creepy way. So on today's show, the topics we're going to talk about is a year in reflection. What's been going on this past year? You know, we're going to talk about the sudden passing of John Madden, NFL legend, Coach Madden. He was a coach for the Oakland Raiders. That's right, the Oakland, or was it the Los Angeles? It was the Raiders, I know that. But, you know, we'll talk about his career. What's music going to be like in 2022? And there's new music that's out now. We're going to talk about the new Dr. Dre, Eminem, and D.O.C. song. And then we're going to talk about New Year's plans. So what do I got going on for the new year? What do I got going on for New Year's Eve? I'll let you all on a little peek behind the curtain. Speaking of peek behind the curtains, if you guys have never heard the band Ground Control, they're a local band from Newark. You got to check them out. Tony Rubel, you're a genius, man. I'm not sure if Ryan still plays with you, or Kyle, or the bass player. I'm sorry, I forgot. I never got a chance to meet you. But I'm telling you, Ground Control, guys, check them out. It's Ground Control HXC. They got 2 albums out, and, you know, listen to them both. Very great band, good guys, and, you know, just great music. So that's what the topic we're going to talk about. So year in reflection. So this past year, 2021 for Brian Roar, it has been a pretty damn good year, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm lucky enough to wake up every day and, you know, wake up with, you know, my wife next to me and all that, and dogs at the end of the bed or in the middle, wherever they end up at the, you know, middle of the night. but, you know, this past year has been really good. Yes, we've had some ups and downs. Ups have been, you know, just being with family members, being celebrating birthdays, celebrating holidays with everyone, just hanging out. That's one of the best gifts you can give. But, you know, a lot of downs too, like, you know, it's a down, but it's an up type thing. It's a middle of the road. You know, my surgery, my umbilical hernia surgery, you know, that was a down, but it's a good thing I got it done because it was getting pretty bad. And, you know, I know a lot of people that are going through or have been through one already, and, you know, hang in there, guys. You know, you're going to get through this. It's going to be good. You got this. But, you know, we've had a lot of good memories in 2021, I'll be honest with you. Another year around the sun. So celebrate another birthday, another anniversary. You know, like I said, all that jazz. Didn't get to go to much shows this year, just because the whole COVID thing and, you know, my work schedule and everything like that. So, but next year we're going to go see Luke Combs next July at the Ohio Stadium. So that's going to be a kick-ass show. And, you know, we'll see who else they have playing around. Why the hell are they playing WAP? I might have listened to it, you know, a few times. Maybe that's, you know, just them little weird songs they throw in here. And you're like, what the heck? Oh, well. Yeah, that's a strong song right there. But anyway, you know, 2021 has been a real good year, and 2022 is going to be an even better year. I can feel it. You know, big changes, big opportunities, big. You know, that's the slogan for 2022. It's just going to be big. Hashtag big. That's pretty cool. But you know, I've had a really good year. I hope you guys and girls have had a good year as well. Let me know if there's anything that you guys, girls, have done that, you know, you're proud of, that, you know, didn't get much appreciation for, or didn't get much, not love, but much notoriety for. Like this past year, I'm trying to think if there's anything big that I did. I don't know, just be a good inspiration to people. I try to be a good person every day, and you know, that's a big accomplishment. And you know, just being a good person, helping people out, you know, good karma goes a long way. So you know, just be nice to people. 2022, if there's, I know we talked about resolutions on the show this past week, but you know, if you're into resolutions and you want to do it, just make a small one. You know, be like, hey, I want to try and be more nice to people. My big thing for 2022 that I would like to do, and I know this may sound awkward for all of you because I'm talking to you right now, but my thing I want to work on is talking to people, like more comfortable talking to people, you know, because I get nervous when I am talking to people, and you know, I say stupid shit, and it's just, I don't know, I just need to get a better grasp on how I approach people and the conversations I have and everything. That's a big thing I'm working on, and you know, but that's why I got you guys and girls. You know, you give me love, you give me feedback, you're there for me, so I'm very appreciative. And you know, we'll just see how the rest of the day goes. You know, there might come something to me tomorrow. I might do something big tomorrow. You never know. The year ain't over yet, folks. There's still time. Oh, yeah, you tell him, Cardi. Yeah, but, so, next topic we're going to talk about is John Madden. If you guys don't know who he is, he was NFL coach. They called him Coach Madden. You might know his video games. We used to play, gosh, I had Madden 18, 19, and then I had NFL Blitz. So, I wasn't really there for a lot of the Madden video games, but I was there I was a part of it, you know. I supported him. I love John Madden. You know, he was just, I loved his commercials. They were showing them earlier on TV on the NFL Network. It was, you know, when he did the Outback Steakhouse tour, and he had this big ass bus, and he was just going to, I mean, he just seemed like he was a really cool guy just to hang out with and talk to. And this is a great band here, Skillet. You guys never heard them. Christian band, but I'm telling you, they're rocking. But anyway, back to John Madden. You know, he was just, he was a real good coach, and, you know, he would always do Monday Night Football, and, you know, he was a couple days ago, unexpectedly is what I meant to say. He had passed away unexpectedly, 85 years young at his own house. No health problems or nothing. You know, just a good dude that made an impact on the sport, on the impact on people. And, you know, he just seemed, like I said, just real down to earth. You know, they had like behind the scenes of him joking around with everyone on set, and him going out to the crowd and, you know, just talking to people, signing footballs, signing hats, signing autographs. And that's the way it should be. You know, he was a big guy. But I mean, he was a big, what's the word I'm trying to say? Big, act, I guess. I can't think the word right now, but he was big. That's the word of the day, I guess. And I've said it like 20 times so far. So, you know, rest in peace, John. I love you, man. And, you know, thank you for the games. Thank you for the, you know, the football. Thank you for coaching. Thank you for shaping, you know, the young generation into, you know, what it is now. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to have a big thing on them over the weekend, as they should. And, you know, people are like, they should do a Madden, have him on the cover. which I think he was on the cover of 07, but they should do something for him this year for sure. So rest in peace, John. I hope you're up there flying high, buddy, and, you know, just, I don't know, doing cartwheels in the end zone or something. I'd love to see that. And he was on SNL too, so he had like a comedy side. He was just a good guy. And, you know, I never met him personally. That would have been freaking awesome. But I did meet Wayne Newton, and that was kick-ass. That was badass. And so next on the list we'll talk about is music in 2022. Oh, my goodness. Where are we going to start with this, folks? I know T-Pain had said in an interview, maybe about a couple weeks ago, I'd say 2-3 weeks ago, he was like, and I agree with him, he's like, we need to stop making the same fucking music over and over again. All the rap songs sound the same. All the country songs sound the same. All the rock songs sound the same. No, they don't. You barely heard any rock this year. If you did, it was not really rock, you know, like Imagine Dragons. I know they're a great band, good vocals, great band from Vegas. But do I think that they are like hard rock? No, God, no. Are they rock? Oh, yeah, I could see that. You know, but other than that, what, Greta Van Fleet? What other big bands came out in the rock world this year? No, go ahead, I'll wait. That's right, ain't not much. And, you know, because it was all taken over from country or pop or rap, you know, the new age rap. And gosh, it's just getting dirty as hell, isn't it? I mean, we just heard WAP a couple of songs ago. I'm like, damn, man, you know, I thought Lil' Kim and Trina was bad back in the day. These girls are like a whole new level. You know, Foxy Brown, too, is like, man, I thought they were bad saying, you know, the shit that they did. But you get Megan and what's her name? Cardi B. And what's the other chick's name? Saweetie. It's like, damn, man, these girls are... But, hey, they're just very confident in themselves. So that's... I don't blame them, you know. The guys talk about, you know, their schlongs all the time. So why can't girls talk about, you know, they're good. So we'll leave it at that. We won't go too R-rated on that. But, you know, so music in 2022, I hope it makes a big impact. I know there's one artist that is going to make a big impact, and that's Dr. Dre. So if you guys and girls haven't heard the new release from Dr. Dre, Eminem, and D.O.C. Documentary. We'll tell you a little bit about him here in a minute, but the song's called Gospel. Check it out. It's on YouTube. They don't have a video for it, but if you see the picture, it's got Dr. Dre and Eminem, and it's got like a blue background, and they're standing there, and that's the song. It's pretty freaking rocking. I mean, it's classic Dre beats, it's classic Dre production. I mean, it's bumping, man. But so DOC is short for documentary, the documentary. So the documentary was and is still Dr. Dre's like right-hand man in the studio. He helped him out when the DOC first came out with his album Funky Enough. It's getting funky. That was his big song off it. And, you know, but Dre produced that whole album. Gosh, that was 88, 89. And since then, they've worked together ever since. They worked. Every person that Dre works with, DOC is right there. Either just hanging out or, you know, saying, hey, you know, why don't you try this? But if you ever listen to him talk, he talks like this, talks like that, like a real heavy smoker. It's not because he smokes. It's because he was in a motorcycle accident in the early 90s. And when he got in that accident, it actually crushed his larynx. And so that's why he talks like, you know, a 80-year-old smoker that smokes like 10 packs a day. But he doesn't. And he just likes his Hennessy. That's all. So, hey, more power to you, buddy. Excuse me. But anyway, the song's called Gospel. Ah, man, ground control's back on. Hell yeah. I love that, man. But anyway, the song's called Gospel. And, you know, it's just, it's if you guys heard the Compton soundtrack from a couple years ago, Dre, his verses are kind of like that. Like, he's transforming, you know. It's the beauty of seeing an artist, like, from when they first start to where they are now. Because Dre, when he does his lyrics, he's doing more, like, short lyrics now instead of, like, long sentences. It's just, like just random words he'll throw in there, but they all rhyme, and it just sounds really good. And, you know, of course, Eminem tears it up, and D.O.C.'s on there. He does the he does the chorus. And it's just a great sound. Check it out. It's called Gospel. Speaking of Dr. Dre, this guy. So he got divorced from which is now ex-wife, Nicole Young. They were married for 24 years. They had 3 kids together. And, you know, they just recently filed for divorce. And guess how much money she was awarded? $100 million. $100 million. You know, I'm doing the old Dr. Evil thing. But that's what she got out of the agreement. And then I think she got some of his liquid assets too. So she owns like pretty much a fifth of his fortune. That's only a fifth of his fortune is $100 million. Jesus, buddy. I mean, I know he sold Beats, but good Lord, he's very wealthy. You know, and you can tell in the music, and anytime you see like his studio or anything, God, I would love to go in his studio just for an hour, just to feel the energy and just, you know, touch the board, be like, hey, you know, can I touch your MPC, your drum machines? I mean, I just want to mess on them. That would be so cool. But yeah, the song's called Gospel. Check it out. He's also got a couple new songs on the GTA, on San Andreas. He's got a mission with Lamar and all that. But anyway, it goes back with Franklin from GTA 5. He's in there, and you're like a business partner of his. And, you know, you're just working, getting stuff for Dre, and, you know, you've seen him in the studio. So there's more songs that will be coming out. That's why it's like a tease. You know, he's giving us a tease. He always does that. Damn you, Dre. but, you know, that's why he's the GOAT. And the hip-hop production, fuck yeah, ain't no better. And next on the list we'll talk about is New Year's plans, New Year's Eve plans. New Year's Eve is tomorrow night, so it's Friday, December 31st. And we have any plans? We're just going shopping in the morning, my wife and me. And then later on in the day, we're having a couple family members coming over. And just going to hopefully stay up and watch the ball drop if we can make it that late. I'm telling you, it's hard to stay up till 11, 12 sometimes. I mean, I'm only 35, but it's hard for me to make it past 9:30. You know, unless I'm, like, doing something or, like, talking to someone or, you know, if I'm doing something, then, yeah, it won't matter. Like, if you're working, of course, you're going to be awake, but ain't got to worry about that till Tuesday. So that's a nice little break, too. It's good for the mind, for the soul, for the body, for sure. And, you know, just good for everyone. Spend time with your family. I mean, we're only on this world, on this earth, for so long, so make do with it with the best way that you can, and what better way than with loved ones, and a little cult of personality. Hell yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. Living color. God, Vernon Reed, what a hell of a guitar player, man. If you guys get a chance to check out this song, they played live on David Letterman back in 92, 93. Oh yeah. And this shit will light you up, man. They were awesome. Still am. So, that was our topics for today. I hope you enjoyed them. And, you know, next we'll do our top 5 as we do every time on the show. This one's going to be a little more different. You know, it's a little bit more personal. Since it's the last show of 2020, these are my top 5 favorite accomplishments of 2020. So, I just go through them, and then we'll go back and talk about them, and that's what we're going to do right now. So I got a podcast. I got learning new songs, falling back in love with music / guitar, celebrating holidays and birthdays, and another year married. That's what I'm very thankful for this year. So my favorite accomplishments of 2020, of course, this podcast. I mean, this was probably one of the greatest things I've done this past year. Always wanted to do one, love listening to them, and now that I'm, you know, in it, and we're 33 episodes in, it's really fun. You know, I'm very, very lucky to have a supporting wife and family that, you know, lets me do this, and supporting people like you that keep listening to me and giving me love. And, you know, I give you love, you give me love. That's the way it should be. So just want to say thank you for everyone for listening from episode one, or if this is your first time listening, thank you for giving me a listen, you know, and hopefully you come back for the next episode and, you know, the 20 million more after that. So podcast is my number one favorite accomplishment of this year. Number two was another year married. I mean, that's just, that's a blessing in itself. You know, like I said before, it's hard for people to find love in this world, in true love. I mean, you can find a one-night stand anywhere, but to find true love is, it's hard nowadays, you know, but you do find that right person, and everything just kind of blends in well, and, you know, you're happy and healthy, and you're just in love. So that's a very good accomplishment. You know, we're going on 9 years married, 11 years together, so next year is going to be our century mark for our wedding anniversary. So I love you, Brentley. Thank you for giving me, you know, your heart and giving me a chance, you know, taking a chance on an old scrub like me. Next on the list, we got learning new songs. I mean, what better feeling is that, you know, when you're like, man, I would love to learn how to play All Right Now by America. And then you, or not America, I'm sorry about that, Free, America, the Adventure Highway, that's on later, but sorry about that. But, you know, learning new songs, you know, whether it be by ear, mostly it's by ear, but sometimes you have to go to tablature. I ain't gonna lie, I look at it. I cannot read music. That's one of the hardest things to do, like treble notes, clef notes, whole notes, half notes, you know, eighth notes, and you're like, what the hell, I just want to rock out. You know, I just plug me in and tear me loose. But learning new songs is always good. It's always good to add that to your catalog of songs, and, you know, you never know when the time might come up and someone's like, hey, can you play this, and boom, there it is. But it's good, you know, learning new songs too. It's good for the brain, you know, it kind of makes the brain go work a little bit more, because you're like, man, I think I'm doing that right, or, you know, I think that's the right note, I think I bent it, or, you know, just learning new songs, good for the brain, it's good for the heart, and it's good for the ears too. So, and they're just fun to learn. A lot of songs that you hear are actually a lot easier to play. I know the bark is worse than the bite, so what, you know, you're listening to AC/DC and you're like, oh man, I don't know if I can play AC/DC. Three chord kings. And by God, do they rock that shit. But, you know, as years go on, the more you play, the more you, you know, when someone's playing like a A chord or a G chord or a D, you're like, oh, okay, I know what that is, you know. And, you know, you train your ears over time. So that's a good accomplishment I had, was learning new songs, which goes tail end on this, is falling back in love with music / guitar. I went through a couple months, I guess, where I didn't really pick up the guitar much. I got infatuated with, you know, fantasy sports at the time, and, you know, it's still fun to play, but I mean, I was in it hardcore, and, you know, it was baseball, so it was, like, taking over everything. Like I said, it's a 26-week, depending on the league you're in, 25, 26-week game we're playing. So that's pretty much half the year. And, you know, I was kind of not playing guitar much and not listening to much music. I was listening to more, like, fantasy podcasts and everything. And I'm so glad I took that 180 and was like, you know, I picked up the guitar again, started rocking out. And that's my goal for next year, too, is to play the guitar more. You know, I just love it. It's a good way for me to express myself, and it's just a good therapy. I love it, and, you know, maybe I'll play it on the show one day. I know I talked about that the other day. I don't know if anyone got back to me on that, but would you like me to play guitar on the show? Like, I don't know, take requests or something. I don't know how I'd do that, or have you guys fill out, like, I could do a poll. Maybe I'd throw a poll on Twitter and see if see what songs you guys would want me to do. Or just write me. Yeah, that's the easiest thing. Just be like, hey, can you play this? Yeah, sure, I'll learn it for you. But, you know, falling back in love with music, I mean, that's the heartbeat of my soul right there. You know, from the moment I wake up to the time I go to bed, it's either on TV, music, or I'm playing it, or it's in the background, or, you know, it's always integrated in my life. So, you know, I'm very, very thankful for that, and I just want to keep it going. You know, when I get, you know, 80 years old, and they're like, Brian, we're going to have to take your arms, you know, we got to take your arms off. I'll be like, can I just play the guitar one more time, Doc? you know, but, yeah, so falling back in love with music and guitar, definitely great feeling there. And last on the list for favorite accomplishments of 2020 was celebrating the holidays and birthdays with family members, loved ones, friends, mostly family members. But, you know, it's just seeing them grow up, seeing my nieces and my nephews grow up, and, you know, even if I don't get to see them in person, just seeing them, you know, in pictures and everything, it does justice. But, you know, I'd like to eventually see them in person, you know, so maybe one day. I love you guys, and, you know, you mean a lot to me. Even if we don't talk, you guys mean a lot to me. So that was in the ones that I do hang out with, family members I do hang out with. I love you guys. Thank you for being there for me, and I'll always be there for you. And, you know, we're having a little, this is a little sappy episode. I know, I'm sorry, but it's just, I'm just filled with joy. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being happy. So today is actually my brother-in-law's birthday, my brother-in-law, Chad. So happy birthday, Chad. Hope you have a good one, brother. And, you know, hopefully you do something fun tonight, and just be safe. You know, anyone that's going out tomorrow night for New Year's Eve, please be safe. You know, there's a lot of people that love you and care about you. So just think about them before you kill a fifth of vodka. Hey, scare me to drive. Jesus, not after a fifth of vodka. My God. But, you know, just be safe. Be courteous. If you have to get something to eat to sober up, do that. Or get a DD. That's always good, too. Or, you know, if you're doing it at your place or someone's house, just don't drive home. You know, I've seen a lot of bad accidents from it. And, you know, it's just not a good way you want to end/start the year. And neither does the other people's family. So think about that too. But we'll go back through our top five favorite accomplishments of 2020. Number one, this podcast. Number two, being married for another year. Excuse me. Number three, learning new songs. Number four, falling back in love with music/guitar. Excuse me, my goodness. And number five, celebrating holidays and birthdays with loved ones. So, guys, let me know your favorite accomplishments, or if you just have one, that's fine too. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying, you know, be proud of yourself. You know, give yourself a pat on the back. You know, you did a good thing. We made it through another year. We made it through another COVID year. Hopefully, next year is not as, knock on wood, not as, like, insane when it comes to all the variants and everything, but all we can do is just pray for the best and pray for everyone that's going through it right now. And, you know, I know a couple people that are in a pretty bad shape right now that are on in ICU. So, Howie, we're thinking about you, buddy. Thinking about you, and we're hoping you're doing good, brother. You know, we want to see you again soon. And, you know, I missed him because Howard always gives me hell for being a Browns fan. Oh, everybody does. It's because they just can't hang with the Browns, you know. But he always gives me hell. And I was because he's a Raiders fan, and I was like, oh, he's going to give me so much crap because Derek Carr, you know, he's like, yeah, Baker sucks and all that. But he never showed up to work. And I found out what happened. And just hope you get feeling better, buddy. You know, we're praying for you, bud. And, you know, good luck to all the teams this weekend. Good luck to Buckeyes. Good luck to, you know, whoever you're rooting for the bowl games. You know, I'd like to see Georgia in, maybe Georgia and Cincinnati at the college football playoffs. That would be awesome. I don't want to see the team up north again. Not again, but I don't want to see them do it. If they do, you know, they're a good team. So at least we made it to the Rose Bowl. That's right, folks. And hopefully we can walk away with a W on that too. So that being said, we're going to do a little Did You Know? And did you know that this is the third Ground Control song? No. But really, seriously, check them out. They're a good band. They're like, I don't even know. I'll let you figure that out. I don't want to ruin nothing for you. Great song, Long Haul. But anyway, do a little Did You Know? I like to do these at the end of each show. Little nugget of information for you to talk about. And or just be like, what the hell is this guy talking about? But so a little Did You Know? Did you know that less than 2% of the water on Earth is fresh? How sad is that? Less than 2% of the water on Earth is fresh. That's because we're polluting the fucking thing, man. We keep dumping oil. We keep dumping chemicals into our water. Sea animals are dying. Sharks are dying. You know, we ain't going to have no sea life 10 to 15, 20 years from now. You know, what the hell are our kids or, you know, nieces, nephews, what the hell are they going to see when they're our age? You know, be like, well, there once was a zoo here. They'd be like, what was a zoo is that, daddy? Well, the zoo is where they had animals. Oh, that sounds fun. Well, yeah, until we fucking killed them all. Because we just keep, well, maybe it's global warming, I don't know, but a lot of it's pollution, a lot of it is man-made. And, you know, we just got to take better care of our environment, take care of Mother Nature. I mean, yeah, you might not disagree with the, I mean, you might not agree with the temperatures that she's got going on, but work with her, man. She's a good woman. She's always there for you, but she can get pissed off at times. I mean, look at the hurricanes, look at the tornadoes, you know, hoping that everyone is getting okay through that, you know, and that's a hard thing to come back from everything being gone. So, you know, I'm terribly sorry for all of you that are experiencing that, but you know, 2% of the water on Earth is fresh. That's just sad. There's so much water on Earth too, and that's just a way that we gotta, you know, watch what we're throwing away, watch what we're dumping in the toilet, watch what we're dumping in the water. You know, if you don't throw your beer in the lake, don't throw your beer cans, you know, in the ocean. For God's sake, just throw it out. You know, just be kind to Mother Nature, please. We only get one world. And once this is gone, we're gone. You know, so you're going to do it to yourself. And Mother Nature's a good lady. You know, she's a good woman. A good band, too. Bare Naked Ladies. You guys remember Bare Naked Ladies from the 90s? 1 week. They played at the Zucchini. Did they play at the Zucchini Fest a couple years ago? I think they did. That would have been a badass show. Canadian band. But man, the guys are fucking rocking. I remember when this video came out on MTV. You know, it's just a great song. You know, you listen to the songs that you heard back in the day, you know, like New Radicals. got the music and you listen to it now and you're like, damn, man, that's when I was 13, I didn't realize that, you know, he was talking about some serious shit. Well, yeah. Hell yeah, he was. And, you know, that's just, it's a cool thing. It just stand the test of time. You know, people are going to listen to Led Zeppelin lyrics and be like, man, this guy was way ahead of his time. Hell yeah, he was. But, you know, with that being said, I just want to give everyone a big thank you, a big virtual hug, fist bump, however you want to do it, handshake, elbow rub, weenus rub is what they call it. But, you know, I just want to give a big thank you to everyone, and thank you for listening to the show, supporting the show. Thank you for the troops overseas protecting our land. We love you, and we hope you get to come home soon. You will come home soon. I take that back. You will be home with your families. And, you know, if everyone's going out tomorrow, please be safe. I don't want to see anyone that I know personally or, you know, distantly. I don't want to hear any bad news, you know, about you dying or anything. Now, if you go to jail, make it be for something good, you know, like Moon and the Cop or something. You know, that's something I would do back in the day. I wouldn't do that now. I could barely even get my pants down now. But, just everyone be safe, whatever you're doing. It's wherever you're celebrating, please be safe. And I'm going to leave you with the sweet sound of Weezer, Beverly Hills. This will be the last song that you hear on the show for 2020. So, great band. Love you, Rivers. And, you know, with that being said, I just want to give a big thanks to everyone again. If you guys want to hit me up anytime over the weekend, please do so. I'll have another show on after the new year, so keep a lookout for that. And who knows, I might do an emergency pod tomorrow, you know. Happy New Year. You know, we might go live. We'll see what happens. You know, there's so many options. So many options. But whatever you do, do it good. Be with your loved ones. Be safe. I love you all. Thank you again. And have a beautiful evening. Thank you. They get the spaces in between.